Connections, Idaho Commission for Libraries, Talking Book Service News, Innovative Services and Community. Spring 2016, Volume 7, Number 2. Library Highlight, Nampa Public Library. Idaho's public libraries provide diverse resources for Idaho residents. Public libraries can supplement the titles available through the Talking Book service in both large print and audio format, have resources that can be accessed remotely, and provide diverse services and interesting programs. If you are a Nampa resident and have not visited the new library, you have a treat in store for you. This 62,000-square-foot building on three levels includes a terrace for quiet reading and artwork throughout the building. Study rooms and meeting rooms accommodate programs and individual meetings and can be reserved for individual or group use. Resources include books in both large print and audio formats, available in both physical and digital formats. E-audiobooks can be downloaded directly to an iPad or Kindle player. E-books and e-magazines are also available for download. Programs on a variety of subjects for all ages are available and can be viewed on the library's event calendar at nampalibrary.org/calendar/. The library's resources are available to all Nampa residents. For more information, contact the library at area 208-468-5800 or visit their website at nampalibrary.org/. FAQs, Player Tips. The digital player has been in use for so long, some of its features may be underused. The following questions highlight some of these buttons and their uses. The buttons on the standard player will be described in this issue. Additional buttons available on the advanced player will be described in the next issue. What does the tone button do? This button, located in the upper left-hand corner of the player, changes the narrator's tone. Pressing this button up or down makes the voice higher or lower in tone. It is even possible to make a female voice low enough to make it understandable by someone unable to understand higher-pitched female voices. My book is read too fast for me to understand. Can I fix it? The speed button, located in the upper right-hand corner of the player, controls the speed at which the book is read. Increasing or decreasing the speed allows the user to listen to the book at a comfortable speed. The speed can only be changed when a cartridge is in the player. What is the bookshelf and how do I get to it? The bookshelf feature allows users to listen to multiple titles on the same cartridge. If you subscribe to more than one magazine, you will use this feature to access all the issues on a cartridge. Access the bookshelf by pressing the play/stop button until you hear a beep and the word bookshelf. The first title on the cartridge will then be announced. Use the fast forward and rewind buttons on either side of the play/stop button to progress through the list of titles. Select the title you wish to hear by pressing the play/stop button again. Return to the list of titles by pressing the play/stop button until the bookshelf is announced again. When I insert my cartridge, the player says, "End of book." Why can't I hear my book? To go to the beginning of the book, press the play/stop button twice. If that does not work, use the RW, rewind, button to go backwards. The longer you hold the button down, the faster it will rewind until the beginning of the book is reached. RW, rewind, and FF, fast forward buttons. These buttons allow the user to quickly navigate through the book. As each button is held down, the player announces the amount of time elapsed. The RW button is also useful when returning to read after a break. Press the button one or two times to reread a few seconds. Great way to refresh your memory on what was happening. Remember, each button will describe its use when it is pressed with no cartridge in the player if the power is on. Recent donations to the Idaho Talking Book Service. General donations. Judy Barker, Arlo and Wanda Belknap, Donna Brithauer, Mrs. Merle Brown, Paul Eastman, Mary Harrington, LaRue and Marty Humphreys, Tom and Faye Kerr, Doris and Charles Kinn, Cecilia B. Langland, Margaret Mortensen, Juanita Park, Gwen Lee Rydell, Marie Wyatt. Memorial donations. For Dorothy Bergman, Mark Williams. For Mac Dinwiddie, Edwin and Mary Christofferson. For Kenneth Fallon Sr., Kenneth Fallon. For Davis Allen Fernstermaker, Dale and Theo Fife. For Kathy Fife, Dale and Theo Fife. For Sylvia Knight, Roxy Fager, Mr. and Mrs. Bob Hope. For Fern Little, Irene Crane. For Ardeen Riddle, Irene Crane. For Bob Swanson, Ronald McNeff. Donations are used to enhance the Idaho Talking Book Service and are fully tax-deductible as allowed by law. Acknowledgements are sent to donors and honorees, so please include the name and address of all those to be notified. Please make checks payable to Idaho Commission for Libraries and mail to Idaho Talking Book Service, 325 West State Street, Boise, Idaho, 83702. Credit card donations can be made online from the Idaho Commission for Libraries website at http://libraries.idaho.gov by clicking on the Donate Here button in the lower left corner of the page. Thanks to all for your generosity. Historical Fiction Favorites by Sue Robinson. I like to describe historical fiction as a spoonful of fiction helps the history go down. A few recent favorites are annotated below. DB075609, Jep, Who Defied the Stars, by Catherine Marsh. Jep, a young dwarf living in 16th century Europe, asks whether our fate is written in the stars from our birth, or if it is a bendable thing we can shape with our own hands. Seeking this answer, Jep leaves his home with a stranger. Thus begins a string of exciting and amazing events as this extraordinary hero seeks to become the master of his own destiny. DB036421, The Virginian, A Horseman of the Plains, by Owen Wister. Originally published in 1902, this novel is among the first true American westerns. Although it contains the necessary pistols and horse thieves, this is primarily a story of realistic people living and working in the West. A southern cowboy working on a Wyoming ranch seeks justice for robbers while trying to win the love of the new schoolmarm. This ride through the lives and times and territories of the West, from Wyoming to Idaho, will leave the reader with a good feeling about courage and loyalty and trust. DB079346. Mr. Churchill's Secretary, A Maggie Hope Mystery, by Susan Elia McNeil. This is the first of a gripping new mystery series featuring intrepid spy and codebreaker Maggie Hope during World War II in England. Maggie, possessing intelligence and skill, is allowed only to be a typist for the Prime Minister until she proves her ability and is trained as an MI5 agent. Thereafter, we meet Mr. Churchill, the English royals, the Nazi resistance in Berlin, Operation Compassionate Death, biological warfare, Pearl Harbor, and America's entrance into the war, and much more. You may also want to look at some of the following recommended choices. DB052560, A Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court by Mark Twain, Britain, 528 A.D. DB022927, The Witch of Blackbird Pond by Elizabeth George Spear, Colonial New England. SUT01504, The Rent Collector by Cameron Wright, 20th Century Cambodia. DB039327, Christie by Catherine Marshall, 19th Century Appalachian Mountains. DB067644, A Woman's Place by Lynn Austin, War Era, Michigan. I recommend everything by Lynn Austin. VDB01315, Then Sings My Soul by C.E. Stout, Depression Era Pacific Northwest. New Idaho Talking Books from our recording studio. New locally recorded books are available on digital cartridge. To order, write your name on the enclosed order form, select the numbers of the titles that you want, and mail the form. These titles are also available for download from Bard. Call the Talking Book Service at 800-458-3271 to register for Bard. DBC00823, James Castle, His Art and Life, Adult Nonfiction, author Tom Trusky, read by Carla Stern. James Castle was born in Garden Valley, Idaho in 1899. He was born deaf and never gained verbal or sign language, but he was a boy who loved to draw. Without any formal training or materials, he drew on anything that was available to him. He created his own artist tools with whatever was available. The evocative images that he created with these crude tools have captivated the art community. His remarkable art has been displayed and appreciated around the world. Published 2008. 8 hours and 4 minutes. DBC00828. Trafficking, A Memoir of an Undercover Game Warden, Adult Nonfiction. Author Tony H. Latham, read by Don Evans. Tony Latham's career as a game warden changed him personally. As an undercover operative, he investigated the criminal trafficking of big game animals in Idaho for profit. Legitimate hunting was one thing, but this criminal activity was a game changer for this warden. This memoir will provide the reader with an inside look at the dark side of game trafficking in Idaho. Some Violence, published 2012, 8 hours, 15 minutes. DBC00837, On Top of Moon Mountain, The Moon Mountain Series, Book 1, Young Adult Fiction. Author Marilyn J. Harris, read by Susie Johnson. In the peaceful little community of Eagle, Idaho, 14-year-old Will Richardson and his younger brother Clay have everything two boys could ask for: money, a beautiful home, a cabin in the mountains, good friends, and the perfect family. But things turned violently wrong when a collapsed economy starts a domino effect that leaves death and destruction in its wake. Published 2010. 6 hours, 13 minutes. DBC00847. Francie's Camera, The Art and Stories of Robert Auth, Adult Nonfiction. Author Robert Auth, read by Chris Query. This is the memoir of Idaho artist Robert Auth. Packed with his distinctive photographs and artwork, in a yarn-by-yarn conversation, he leads readers from his childhood home in Illinois through World War II on board a naval destroyer to his decision to move to Idaho in 1959 to leave home and become a frontiersman. Inspired by his mother, Francie, who took her Kodak everywhere she took her purse, Robert's art and stories span decades of one-man art shows, exhibits at the Boise Art Museum, inclusion in a Smithsonian traveling exhibit, and the National Postal Museum. Published 2011, 4 hours, 6 minutes. DBC 00849. Anatomy of Melancholy and Other Poems. Adult Poetry. Author Robert Wrigley. Read by Susie Johnson. Robert Wrigley has become one of his generation's most accomplished poets, renowned for his irony, power, and lucid style, and for his ability to fuse narrative and lyrical impulses. This collection of poems means to examine our world through the lens of melancholia. From imagined memorials to the war dead to insomniac chickens, from Descartes' lost daughter to a dreaming tree, from King Kong to Rush Limbaugh, these are poems that celebrate that most beautiful, exasperating, joyous, miserable, and perfectly imperfect of all creatures, the human being. Some Strong Language. Published 2013, 2 hours, 10 minutes. DBC 00853. When Your Honeydew Done Gone, Endings and Beginnings. Adult Nonfiction. Author Lorraine Neely Fortunati. Read by Marion Stevens. With the last exhale, your life changed indelibly. Time has passed. Friends and family have gone back to living their same lives. You don't have that option, but you have survived. Now what? Where do you go from here? These are just two of the many questions the author posed to herself as she navigated the unknown waterways of her widowhood. This book is the outcome of her search for answers. Idaho Author. Published 2013. 7 hours, 24 minutes. DBC 00857. Pudd'nhead Wilson. Adult Fiction. Author Mark Twain. Read by Tom Jaramillo. At the beginning of the book, a young slave woman, fearing for her infant son's life, exchanges her light-skinned child with her master's. From this rather simple premise, Mark Twain fashioned one of his most entertaining and funny, yet biting novels. Seething with the undercurrents of antebellum Southern culture, the book is a savage indictment in which the real criminal is society, and racial prejudice and slavery are the crimes. Idaho recording for our Let's Talk About It book discussion program. Published 1894. 5 hours, 36 minutes. DBC 00858. Beyond the Idaho Mountains. The Moon Mountain Series, Book 2. Young Adult Fiction. Author Marilyn J. Harris. Read by Marion Stevens. 679 days after the disappearance of the entire Richardson family, two filthy, vagrant teenagers appear from beyond the Idaho mountains in search of their destiny. There had been no trace of this prominent family since they mysteriously vanished from their beautiful Eagle, Idaho home. With the reappearance of the two teens, the mystery may finally be resolved. Published 2011. 6 hours, 20 minutes. DBC 00860. Betrayal. Where the Heart Lives. Adult Fiction. Author Robin Lee Hatcher. Read by Colette Cowman. Can two wounded hearts find a way to trust again? A thoughtful romance from the turn of the 20th century. Betrayal will take you to the high desert of western Wyoming, through the crags of the Rocky Mountains of Idaho, and into the souls of two seekers learning to trust God's love no matter the circumstances. Published 2012. 6 hours, 15 minutes. Volunteer highlight, Beatrice Lanfranchi. Beatrice Lanfranchi, a student from Brazil, volunteered 40 hours at the Idaho Commission for Libraries, ICFL, January 4th through February 5th, during her summer vacation. Prior to arriving in Boise, she found ICFL volunteer opportunities by searching on volunteermatch.org. She chose to help out at ICFL because she was curious about the backstage of libraries and how books are organized before they are made available for the public. Her routine at ICFL consisted of helping out the Talking Book Service, TBS, labeling outdated cassette tapes correctly so they could be mailed to Pennsylvania for storage because the TBS collection has been replaced with cartridges. She also helped whenever staff needed an extra hand, inspecting books, labeling shelves, or folding letters to send to patrons. For Beatrice, the best parts of volunteering were the people she met while donating her time, because she learned from and about them and the people she was helping, because sometimes the talking books provide companionship, and it felt good to help make their day brighter. In her free time, Beatrice enjoys photography, swimming, biking, surfing, reading, wandering around San Pablo, and visiting museums and parks. Traveling is her biggest passion, and she loved the Treasure Valley for all its outdoor activities. When she is not reading articles for class, Beatrice enjoys reading both fiction and nonfiction, romances, travel stories, biographies, war, and history books. She is currently reading To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee. Currently, Beatrice is a sophomore at Universidade Ahambi Morambi in Brazil, majoring in international relations. In the near future, she plans to be a foreign exchange student again in Chile so she can become fluent in Spanish. She also wants to go back to Boise in 2018 so she can see friends and family again. She says, "Why not volunteer again at ICFL? I loved my time spent there and wanted to thank everyone on the staff. With your work, you help people all over the state to stay in touch with culture and never stop learning and reading." Talking Book Service 10 Squared Club. Centenarians joining the 10 Squared Club. Grace Turek McCall, born May 16, 1916. Eva Holcomb, Rupert, born May 18, 1916. Marcella Tracy, Boise, born May 23, 1916. Arlene Gross, Twin Falls, born June 8, 1916. Microsoft's Disability Answer Desk. Microsoft is committed to helping people of all abilities use technology efficiently and effectively. Their Disability Answer Desk, DAD, staff specializes in assisting customers with disabilities as well as providing support using accessibility settings in Microsoft products. Help is available using Microsoft products such as screen magnifiers, speech recognition software, Microsoft-compatible devices, and accessibility features. The Answer Desk is available Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, Saturday and Sunday, 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. More information is available at the link below, including a chat link that is available 24/7. support.microsoft.com/en-us/answerdesk/accessibility. Print/Braille books now available. The Talking Books service has added print/braille books to its circulating collection. The target audience is children with limited vision, so the reading level is for preschool and early readers. However, the titles would also be useful for more advanced braille readers to share with children, or for early print readers to read with braille readers such as parents, grandparents, or friends. Titles include such favorites as The Cat in the Hat, Curious George, and Peter Rabbit. There are several titles in Spanish, some touch and feel books, and even some with sounds. The titles can be checked out for 4 weeks to anyone who is registered to use the Talking Book service, including institutions such as schools and care facilities. Titles can be searched in the online catalog at webclas.klas.com/ID1AOPAC/, or contact the Talking Book service at 800-458-3271 for a list of titles. What Are You Reading? By Barbara Sisco, Office Specialist. Barbara Sisco, Idaho Commission for Libraries receptionist, is the friendly person helping you out when you call or visit the commission. Barb Sisco recently read The Girl on the Train, a mystery/suspense/psychological thriller by Paula Hawkins. The story takes place in contemporary London and is told in first person by the main protagonist, Rachel. Rachel is the girl on the train who commutes into London and back each day on a route that takes her past a home that was once hers, but now houses her ex-husband and his new wife. Each day, Rachel also passes by the backyard of her ex's neighbors and fantasizes about one happy-looking couple. She yearns for the idyllic life she imagines this presumed husband and wife have. Then, one day, the wife goes missing. In addition to the divorce and her ex's new wife, Rachel struggles with excessive drinking, the fact that she has a history of drunken blackouts and has a hard time separating fact from fiction makes her an unreliable narrator, which adds to the twists, turns, and uncertainty of the unfolding story of a possible murder. She believes she may have witnessed an important clue, but she herself is no longer sure of what she has seen or what may have been just something she imagined. Although The Girl on the Train is a different genre than Barb usually reads, she would definitely call this a page-turner. There was never a lull, and it kept her interested. And although she didn't particularly enjoy delving into Rachel's addictions and other tough subjects in the book, she could relate to the story because it was realistic and allowed the reader to experience Rachel's raw emotions. The book has a climactic ending and is one that Barb would recommend to others. Strong language and descriptions of sex. The Girl on the Train, Adult Fiction, DB080635. High Volume Player now available. A high-volume version of the digital talking book player is now available for use by patrons who are hearing impaired. The high-volume player is paired with a headset and is available as a standard DS-1 or advanced DA-1 model that has been programmed to have an amplified volume up to 120 decibels. This player can be issued only by the National Library Service, NLS. The high-volume feature only works with the set of stereo headphones that NLS provides. The pairing replaces the amplifier/headset accessory. To receive a high-volume player and headset, a patron must provide certification of hearing impairment by a physician or audiologist. The Idaho Talking Book Service, TBS, has application forms and will forward completed and certified applications to NLS for patrons. The player will be shipped to the user directly from NLS. Contact TBS at 800-458-3271 for more information. End of Connections, Idaho Commission for Libraries, Talking Book Services News, Volume 7, Number 2, Spring 2016. This project was made possible in part by the Institute of Museum and Library Services.